Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've been talking about the unfolding martial law, the scientifically crafted technocracy, the global dictatorship funding and running the terror attacks to scare the whole world via their terror into total submission. Bunch of news about the degradation of society, the oil prices, the latest stage weapons of mass destruction, disinfo supposedly capturing some of the Berg killers. It's all coming up in this third and final hour of this May 18th, 2004 global transmission. And again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's dive right back into the calls. Let's talk to Mead in Maryland. Mead, go ahead. Mead, you're on the air. Welcome. Okay, we're going to move on now. Let's talk to Ken in Texas. Ken, go ahead. We may be having phone problems. Steffi, are we having phone problems?
Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, now this is Ken Fort Worth. The American Free Press, 10 May, by James Tucker, is reporting that Bilderberg's having her party, 3-6 June 04, in Stresa, Italy. Hotel, Dresilesborromees.
Okay, please. I've seen a Bilderberg group meeting coming up in June. Over in Italy, and then this is the Lords and the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, and they all meet and call for their global government.
Yeah, Stresa, Italy. 3 to 6 June, so if people want to go visit and talk to them. I always like to write Dave Rockefeller and tell him I'll take care of his announcements for him.
Well, the military guards them, and you're not allowed to get in, obviously. Jim Tucker tries to cover it, though.
Yeah, get Jim Tucker on and talk to him about it. Hey, I heard you on KLF in Dallas last night with Alan Combs.
Yeah, he actually tried to defeat me, but he wasn't very successful.
But I did hear you last night. You were on AM radio on 570 in Dallas on KLIF.
What did you think of that interview?
It was good. It was a good interview, and at least Alan had you on and let you talk. That counts big time.
Oh, no, I think he was a lot better than most of these people.
Oh, sure. I've been handling these people for 10, 12 years, and I understand what you're talking about. But I don't care, and you don't care either, I don't think. Got to keep telling the truth. That's all you can do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he was really surprised that most of the callers agreed with me.
That's true.
And those that disagreed, and these were conservatives calling and agreeing with me, real conservatives, not neocon liberals that are left of Combs, and I mean that when I say it, if you want to use that false paradigm. But he said, I can't believe all these callers are calling and agreeing with you.
And I heard you on Art Bell through the night that one night you were on.
That was George Norrie.
But I heard you, and it was good stuff. I hope they rerun it on an earlier time.
All right.
Hey, nice talking to you guys.
Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Was Mead ever there, or did Mead just drive off the face of the planet? Mead, go ahead. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alec?
Fine.
I just had a sort of a question. If we were going to impeach President Clinton for being unfaithful to his wife, why aren't we trying to impeach Bush for lying and getting our guys killed?
Well, that's a good question. You know, they could have gone after Bill Clinton for having Chinese generals in the Commerce Department selling out missile secrets with Rumsfeld, who was the actual bag man, as usual. But since Republicans were all involved in the real substantive issues, they could only go after him for a sexual tryst because that didn't involve all of them. So
right.
Now they don't want to go after Bush for anything because the Democrats are all involved in it as well.
Well, and I have one thing to say. A friend of mine, Bill, for the town, asked me Friday if I saw the newspaper, and I told him no. So he gives me the paper, front page, Chestertown, Maryland is going to have the United States Marines doing a terrorist drill.
Yeah, they've been doing it long before 9/11, openly to suppress the American people. It's in Police State 2000 and Police State to the Takeover, both those videos I did. And from Tennessee to Maryland to California to Texas, they're doing drills everywhere of taking over the city halls.
See, we're in a little rural area, but we're about a hour and a half from Washington, D.C.
How close are you to Hebron, Maryland?
We're right down the road. We're on the eastern shore.
A huge takeover drill in 1998.
Oh, well, this was on the front page, big pictures. They said it's supposed to be real safe and everything.
All part of it. Stay there.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're all in the process of being conditioned, acclimated to evil. It's being done scientifically. We have the official government documents on it. You know, it's like 6, 7, 8 years ago, I talk about the official government plan to put microchips in you and your family. People thought it was completely insane. As on the radio, I read official public documents. Then after the heightened fear of 9/11, then they play up child kidnapping, which was actually way down in actual numbers. Talk about the epidemic of child kidnapping. And I said, you watch, the answer will be a giant rollout of implantable chips. And a month later, it was. Not because I'm a genius, I know their game plan. I've got their playbook, folks, okay? It's public. They just know you don't spend your time reading their playbooks, okay? And everybody needs a chip. It's so good. Why the police need it? Why the military needs it? And now it's no big deal. I see articles every day, USA Today, Associated Press, how good chips are for all of us, and a global plan to make us have it to buy and sell. And it's just, oh, yeah, I've heard about that 100 times. It's, you know, it's we've all been acclimated. Well, it's like urban warfare training. In the early 1990s, before the urban warfare training proliferated and exploded, I was what you'd call kind of your neocon conservative. Oh, we got to cut taxes. Oh, the liberals are going to get us. I didn't know it was the other side of the same coin, the neocons. And I would hear Rush Limbaugh and others go, anybody that talks about a black helicopter is crazy. It doesn't exist. It's a code word for insanity. The ADLs are the same thing. It's the code word for anti-Semitism. I thought, yeah, black helicopters don't exist. And then They began attacking Texas cities, burning buildings, blowing things up, front page of the papers, fires everywhere. I was interviewing police chiefs who were throwing them out of their towns, foreign troops running around, waving machine guns, blowing up buildings they'd covertly leased days before, old people having heart attacks at nursing homes. And I had the paper, you know, I started talking about it on my radio show, and the paper called me and said, well, you believe in black helicopters. I said, it was just in your paper a week ago that, you know, Texas under attack, Texas invaded, black helicopters, you know, Austin American Statesman, San Antonio Express News, Dallas Morning News, just 50 papers in Texas. I mean, it was everywhere. Who hung up? Oh, Meade, I wanted you to hold. I wanted to hear about the Marines in your area of Maryland. Call back if you can get back in, Meade. 1-800-259-9231. So I was reporting on the black helicopters. I mean, all I was doing was reading out of the mainstream newspapers. That's all I was doing. I was told it didn't exist. They attacked. I interviewed police chiefs. I got video of it. It was massive conditioning, and I was a kook to read out of the newspaper because I said it was bad. You say it was good. You're sane and wonderful, and it's fine. This is double think, double speak. Just like the microchips, they precondition you, then they bring it out. And it's the same thing with all this urban warfare training with the Marines. I mean, they've got to have been in 200-plus cities in the last 5-6 years. I mean, in 1998, in 99, in 2000, from Swansboro, North Carolina, to Hebron, Maryland, to Oakland, California, to Galveston, Texas, to thousands of Marines live fire in the streets, helicopters flying around, helicopters crashing, Ospreys crashing, fire, explosions, blowing up cars, shooting into restaurants, and then by 2000, arresting people at checkpoints. The Marines are here to help us search your car for drugs. And then I interviewed military people who in the late 80s were in police uniforms, kicking down doors in Virginia, you know, on gun raids. Covertly, this whole military takeover has been going on behind the scenes. And now, every 2 days, Tennessee, Virginia, Wisconsin, Florida, Maryland, the reports in the last 2 weeks have just poured in of accelerated drills, live fire, helicopters, practicing taking over the city hall, helping police run law enforcement checkpoints. You know, it starts out with raising the flag, giving some kids some toys, doing some recruiting. Day two, urban warfare training for another week, then actually helping the police the next week. I mean, this is insane. It's happening right now. It's like the body snatchers are taking over, and the average person isn't even aware, and I've become conditioned to it, where I don't talk about it 90% of the time when I've got an article. I guess Meade never got back into the phone lines. He got cut short by the break, and I wanted to hear about locally in Maryland what they were doing. But it's going on in Tennessee, going on in Virginia right now. It's been in the newspapers. Just incredible. We'll go to Dominique and Russ and Jeff and Jim and many others that are holding here in a few minutes. And I wanted to let Meade finish up. Then we're going to go to Debbie Morrow for a few minutes. But Meade, tell us the name of your paper. What was announced there locally? I did see something a week ago about it, but I don't have the details. Tell us about the Marines and what they're saying they're going to do. Like, let me guess. The article says, don't be alarmed. Our town's going to be invaded. They're going to be doing urban warfare training and shooting live bullets. But don't worry. It's no big deal. You'll see troops rappelling. Is that what the article says?
Pretty much, Alex.
Do you have the article in front of you?
No, I don't, but I can get it.
It's normally the same script. That's how I know it by memory, but go ahead.
I can get it. I'll mail it to you. I have
your... what's your local paper there?
Star Democrat.
Star Democrat, and the town is?
Easton, Maryland.
Easton.
Yeah, it's on the eastern shore, a little rural area.
And it's right down the road from Hebron.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
And if they said they're explaining to you how safe it's going to be.
Yeah, of course, yes.
But and it's going to be in Chestertown, Maryland. At Washington College, a liberal arts college, any student who participates with the Marines has to sign a waiver. If it's so safe, why do you need a waiver?
And again, there'll be role players screaming, I'm in America, not the camp. No, I don't have firearms. This is the classic MO.
Yes, maybe they may have an accidentally loaded weapon go off and somebody become injured.
Well, they've had
whatever.
That in a lot of the public schools, blasting children in the face in the last month, yeah.
Yes, I was pretty surprised because... I'm trying to listen to you every day, and my other co-worker, Bill Willis, we listen to you. And we always hear about it. And Bill was telling me his dad told us about the one in Hebron, and now we're actually going to see one. We're going to try and take off.
I have video of Marines with machine guns telling people on public streets to turn their video cameras off.
Well, I'm going to try and find an article on the paper and mail it to you. I've got your address.
Boy, I appreciate that.
Bill and I are going to try and take off and go to Chestertown and just see what's going on with this. They even give the Marine Division and everything in the newspaper article.
Is it the exploratory, what do they call it, the exploratory force?
It might be that or a recon unit.
Yeah. Okay, well, anything else?
No, that's all. I just thought you might like to know that it's happening again.
All right. Well, you can see video of that. It's about 15 minutes of the two-hour, five-minute film. Police State 2000. Black helicopters attacking burning buildings, foreign troops, police chiefs throwing them out, police chiefs admitting foreign troops. Thanks for the call. Black helicopters blowing buildings up. It's all on tape. All the news articles. We show video, then mainstream news. It doesn't exist. We're crazy to talk about it. Let's go to Debbie Morrow. Debbie, thanks for holding New Millennium Concepts.
Hi, Alex. You know, I don't know if I ever told you this. Did I ever tell you I had a friend that ran into a black helicopter while hunting?
Well, that was probably one looking for marijuana patches, but no, you didn't tell me.
Yeah, do you know he died 2 days later?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had no spleen. He lost his spleen in a car accident, you know? And he was a really healthy person, out hunting, you know, great Christian guy, Christian leader in his ministry. And him and a friend were out hunting outside of Conroe area, and they ran into a black helicopter. He went up to the helicopter, and 2 days later he died. And they said it was an infection from
It was in the Barnett Bulletin 6 years ago that the black helicopter flew over the schoolyard. They saw them spraying. It was in the newspaper, and everybody got sick, began flopping around, vomiting.
Long ago it was, about 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah, these non-existent things blowing buildings up, flying around, yeah.
So we have first-hand experiences, or second-hand, I guess, because it didn't happen to me, thank God.
Debbie, but the body is 70% water. This is an area we can take control of our lives. We have water purification units, made in America, high quality. People need to take action. How do they get them?
Well, they can call me at 1-888-803-4438, and they can get a Berkey water filter and start taking control of what they're putting into their body.
You got a bunch of different packages, bunch of different specials, bunch of other videos, CDs, information about sheltering in place.
You got
the $199 special, the $259 special. This is a premier system. It'll go for years and years and years. Just an amazing system. It purifies the water. Doesn't just filter it. Big difference.
That's right, and it really will make you healthier. It even changes the pH of the water so that you're
we should just trust the government, though, Debbie. We should just drink the water despite the stuff we've caught them doing. We should just trust them.
Yeah, right. Okay, Alex.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about this some more. 1-888-803-4438. Stop drinking the nickel, the mercury, the herbicides, the pesticides, the Ritalin, the Prozac, the birth control pills. It's time to stop drinking the MBTE. It's now time. 888-803-4438. And Debbie, you're going to be there taking their calls.
I am, and please leave a good message because I have had to start working in the evenings because we are getting a little more calls coming in. And so I am calling people back, and if it's okay to call in the evening, if they could leave that on the recording and say they're central or whatever, so I know where I'm calling to. I don't like to try and call them too late, but if it's okay to call at night.
But folks should go ahead and call you now. Good chance they'll get you or somebody else. 1-888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. Just put in the comment section if you want the Sheltering in Place video or the Prudent Places DVD or CD. Tell them what free gift you want. Put that in the comment section or Infowars.com. You can order there as well. That's 888-803-4438. Debbie?
Thanks, Alex.
You're awesome, and we appreciate you.
I love you and all of your listeners.
All right, folks. 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. Just put in the comment section. You heard it here to get the special and to get the free gift. All right. sped through that, but that's important stuff. Please, please focus on what we're saying. Your calls, more news straight ahead. Hoorah. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jumpstart on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water. To say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, my friends, back live here. Think about 10 more calls, and I'm going to hit some other key news stories like ABC Television. They have a white-swapping swingers show. Now, I expected Fox to come out with this because their main job is to destroy the family as the most socialistic, most evil network in news and in fiction. You know, get somebody's fiance to cheat on them, you know, the scantily clad models trying to have sex with you on TV. all of this. This is the conservatism. Every male character in the fiction programs, a weak person who's bad. The children out of control. I mean, this shows the level of degradation we're talking about. But right now, let me mention this too. The International Olympic Committee is approving transsexuals to compete in the women's games. I mean, you talk about cheating just on the face of it. I mean, how insane and ridiculous. You got a man dressed up like a woman, different bone structure, different muscle mass, different brain, and they're going to compete against the women. So I guess we'll just have the transvestites winning all the Olympic Games. I mean, this is the insanity, the mental illness of the political correctness. It's a joke. All of this is insane. Ugh. Even if you just think the transvestites are wonderful, you do not let them pose as women. It reminds me of the Russian women on steroids with beards, beating our women in the powerlifting or wrestling. But now we're just going to have men with wigs on running. And this is a stupid. He says he's a woman. This is the mental illness. We're going to go to Russ and Jeff and Andrew and Bill and David and others. Russ in Alabama, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I've been listening to the groundswell of your listenership, which you and others have been instrumental in succeeding in waking them up. And these people continually ask you, what do we do, what do we do? And which makes it so perplexing to me why you and others like the Democratic National Committee, who are under the same financial thrall as the people who are financing the Cheney, Hitler, fascist war machine, continue this conspiracy of silence against the mainstream viable candidacy of Lyndon LaRouche for president, who still leads the other president candidates, Kerry and Bush, in individual, contributions from individuals, not deep pockets contributions.
Okay, I got to stop you right there. It sounds like you disagree with me on something, so I have to hold you over. I will, Rush, but I'm completely confused. You said I'm under the Democratic control?
No, it's very perplexing to me why the same people who are trying to silence the candidacy of LaRouche, why you would be in this same mode of letting day after day go by of not promulgating the fact that this is something that people can most emphatically
Well, number one, sir, I can't even get LaRouche on this show. Okay? And number two, let me finish. For 12, 14 years, I've been watching their weekly TV show, and I've seen them change what they say, change what they do. One day Al Gore's bad, the devil himself. Next day he's good. Talking about the Anglo-American establishment, the British Empire running things, that's all true. But LaRouche's answer is this big socialized government not run by the corporations, and that's just as bad as the socialized government run by the corporations. And I don't agree with Mr. LaRouche's policies. All his rocket ship talk doesn't allure me with all his technology talk. It's like retro socialism from the 20s or something. And we'll have Mr. LaRouche on this show if he wants to come on. But getting through his people is something else entirely. Well, you've got to interview five of our people first, then we'll have him on. And by the way, do you want a subscription to our intelligence report? So come on, man. You can forget the presidential elections. They got CIA-run machines in there. The presidency is totally taken over. The fight is at the county and city and state level.
This is not a fly-by-night third-party candidate here. The scenario
You're not
is,
listening to me.
Yes, I am.
I don't agree with Lyndon LaRouche. I agree with the problems he brings forward and who's behind it. I do not agree with his solutions.
A lot to learn.
I do not agree with him, so do not expect me to agree with him.
There's a lot to learn about his solutions.
A lot to learn. I'm going to know a lot more about Lyndon LaRouche than you do.
Oh, really?
You spend five hours a day studying?
You
watched this TV show for 14 years?
I have been looking and dealing with the LaRouche party here pretty assiduously for a while now.
Stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back. LaRouche is going to save us. He didn't have anything to say about the CIA running the voting machines, though. You can just forget the presidential election, people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Most so-called tax shelters try to show you how to reduce your taxes, but they still insist that you must pay taxes. And they require that you do goofy, bizarre things with your money that you'd never normally do just so you can save a few bucks. Not this tax shelter. It's so complete, it's so superior, that it will teach you how to properly comply with the tax laws and still end up with zero tax liability. Imagine, you find out that you've been deceived about what the tax laws require, and you learn how to obey them better than you ever have before. And as a result, you end up owing the government nothing. You get to keep every single dime of your hard-earned money. Sound amazing? Sound too good to be true? Find out for yourself. Go to besttaxshelter.com. That's besttaxshelter, all one word, .com on the internet. And find out what the government has been scared to death you'll find out. besttaxshelter.com. You'll be astonished. Visit today.
You never thought it would happen here. There is a way to protect yourself and your family from nuclear, biological, and chemical threats. Clean Air Technology designs and builds subterranean concrete shelters, steel shelter systems, and safe rooms throughout the United States that are MBC protected. These hardened facilities can protect you from man-made as well as natural disasters. Call the experts from Clean Air Technologies, toll-free at 866-5-BUNKER. That's 866-528-6537. And they'll help you find the design plan that will increase your family's survivability. Clean Air Technologies will assist you throughout the construction process of your new shelter. It's said that the future belongs to those who are prepared. What better way to ensure the survivability of you and your loved ones? Call 866-528-6537. Be prepared. Feel secure. Call Clean Air Technologies now. 866-5-BUNKER.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time as well, with a rebroadcast from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. 9 hours a day on this network. No excuse, no matter what schedule you're on, to miss the broadcast. Okay, we're talking to Russ in Alabama, and I come at him with, there is no presidential election. Kerry and Bush are cousins, same group, totally staged. Most of the voting machines are CIA-controlled. That's been publicly admitted. I don't agree with Lyndon LaRouge. I've seen him change his story, seen him change his propaganda, what he's saying, what he's doing. And the caller just keeps repeating, Lyndon LaRouge, Lyndon LaRouge. Oh, holding back his information. Oh, the answers he has. He talks in big words. Without getting into emotional terms, explain to me where I'm wrong, and explain to me how Lyndon LaRouge is going to be elected president and save us.
Well, first of all, thank you for agreeing not to get into emotional terms. I am looking at one of his information papers in front of me. It's talking about Walmartization. It's talking about Cheney's disinformation peddling.
Yeah, he talks about a lot of real stuff, but his solution... what is Lyndon LaRouche... What is his economic plan?
Well, his economic plan...
I want to find out if you know.
First of all, do you understand that neither Bush nor Kerry nor anyone is talking about the core of the economic problem, which is the very
Well, that's because they're behind the debt bubble. They're behind the fractional reserve banking. Yes, I know all about the Federal Reserve. Sir,
right.
Tell me what Lyndon LaRouche's economic plan is.
Do you understand that Lyndon LaRouche is...
Yes, I understand all of it, buddy. I've been watching his TV show for 14 years. I'm asking you, you tell me what his economic plan is.
His economic plan is correlative with that of FDR to establish a bankruptcy reorganization of the big governments that we already have and the big debt bubble, which is now worldwide, and to address the fact that there is an impending economic collapse, which, of course, your people at Genesis, Midas Resources and so forth are all saying because of the fractional banking, and he wants to establish the monetary system that was intended to be put in place by FDR with fixed exchange rates and new trade treaties, which became systematic, which was never fully implemented, and started being systematically dismantled, beginning with Truman.
Okay, now it's my turn. It's my turn now. Listen to me. FDR was horrible with a capital H. FDR was a New World Order minion, put us into receivership for the banks to start the new bubble, you see. FDR expanded... Let me talk. Okay, listen, we can have a discussion here, but it goes both ways. To expand this bubble, to get everybody sucked into it, big government is what the big corporations want. Work brigades and in social works programs are horrible, whether it's corporatism or socialism, controlling it and running it. And see, there you go. I'm against FDR. FDR was horrible. FDR was put in to run all these scams. Edward Mandel House, Mr. CFR, running that administration. Give me a break, man.
Give me a break is not a factual argument.
No, I just told you. Big government, socialism, the biggest growth in the federal government ever. You telling me FDR's good. That is very serious. I just gave you factual information.
The idea of a libertarian abolition of all government involvement in...
Nobody's talking about the abolition of all government. Government's exploding at every level. Democrats, Republicans, and LaRouche says the answer's an even bigger government.
Well, I guess I'm getting to the fact that you seem there's a black and white, cut and dried, laser...
Yeah, there you go. No. Sir, listen. FDR was a New World Order tool from his own writings and expanded the size of the New World Order. And you're sitting there, come on, man. You're sitting there telling me it's a good plan? It's good? Just because LaRouche talks about Walmart and the British establishment and the scams and the banking, I said his problem discussion is all real. His solution, expanding the government, socialism is bad.
Alex, we have socialism. You're failing to recognize an ally.
Yeah, so we need to get out of socialism, not deeper into it. Because one of our legs is cut off, we don't take a hatchet to the other one.
Okay, I understand the analogy, and I used to believe these things.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Let me finish.
Alex,
put him on hold.
I am
put
addressing
him on hold.
Your question.
Put him on hold. Put him on hold, guys. Listen, sir, I'm not going to spend all day with you. But because we're already in socialism doesn't mean that we go deeper into it. Whether it's communism, fascism, socialism, anything that commands and controls the system, centralizes power, and corrupt people are going to suck from that trough and seek to expand that trough and bleed you and your family. It doesn't work. We're not honeybees. We're not fire ants. We are not a communal, communistic creature, and bleeding hearts like you think it'd all be great, but it doesn't work like that. You get secret police and corruption in any socialist system. Now, my last question for you is this. If you've been watching them for decades, in the early 90s, they were saying Al Gore is an evil demon, British intelligence. Later, Al Gore is fighting the evil British intelligence, get behind him. What you have is they know the left's going to wake up to the New World Order, so they have a catch group, which is LaRouche, to scan everybody off into that. And that's what happened. Go ahead.
Well, should I go ahead with trying to answer the question you asked a couple minutes ago?
Yeah, go ahead, answer it.
You're failing to get into the details.
No, I haven't failed anywhere.
Well, excuse me for using the U word.
No, I just haven't failed. I explained it clearly.
Let me rephrase. The details of FDR's plan were not implemented correctly, and they were destroyed culminating in 1971.
Okay, let's say he's a great guy who wanted to give us all freedom. You notice he tried to build a command and control system, and evil people got control of it. Oh, what a surprise! That's the point. No matter who runs it, how good they are, which he was bad, by the way, you're going, if you give them the levers of control, those levers will be used by dictators.
We are already having dictators, which are using...
Exactly, but the Constitution isn't bad. We left the system with FDR. Thanks for the call. Give me a break, buddy. You can call me earlier in the broadcast later this week. We can spend more time. I just got a lot of calls and some final news I got to get to. Very frustrating talking to you, Russ. You just aren't facing the facts. Big government's bad. I know I'm a liberal because I say that. Let's talk to Jeff in Louisiana. Jeff, go ahead.
How you doing? Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Fine.
Listen, what bothers me the most is they're going to bring this stuff down while people are at work. And
they're not going to be able to get their children, yes.
Yeah, that's what bothers me, and all my stuff's here at home, and I could be, you know, 30 miles away. And
well, get your children out of the government training camp.
I don't have kids. I don't have any kids.
Okay.
So I don't have to worry about that. But, I mean, what can people do? I mean, you know, especially with me, I live where I live out. There's nothing but swamps around here. And nobody I know of has really done a good swamp survival video.
Well, sir, the takeover isn't going to be everywhere at once. It'll be in a certain region, three or four states. If they're smaller, one or two states. Texas, Oklahoma has been in one of their plans. Operation Dark Winter,
So you say we may get a little bit of warning at least.
Yes,
that's what I'm worried about.
It'll take a few hours to move all the highway dividers in. That's why they're trying to put in automated ones now that automatically lock down the cities.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, then. All right. Well, thanks, Alan.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Let us now go ahead and talk to Andrew in New York. Andrew, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I was wondering if you got the article. It was about Cato Institute. They said everybody should take microchips.
I did not get that, but I saw a quote of it in the newspaper. Tell us about it.
Okay, well, they said that why not everybody should take a microchip instead of a national ID card. People could get around it. They said that it wouldn't work.
Yeah, and Andy Rooney said everybody needs a microchip on 60 Minutes. It's just out in the open.
Yeah, it's just out in the open right now. Cato Institute, and it was also in the U.S.
Did you email that to me?
I will. I'll definitely do it for you.
Tips@Infowars.com.
Okay, tips@Infowars.com. I'll also, the reason why I called today, I wrote an article for Fenton Dunn, Break for News, a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
It was about the April 19th Sears Tower story.
Yes.
And on the morning of April 19th at 1 a.m., Joseph, what's his name? From WorldNet Daily, Joseph...
Farah.
Thank you. He posted the article saying on April 19th at 1 a.m. in the morning that the Sears Tower was being targeted for a chemical bomb pack and the plot was foiled over in England. Are you aware of that story?
Yes, I did see that.
Okay, I wrote the story on April 8th. And
I remember.
Thank you. The reason why I did it was because obviously I know these people who are doing this stuff.
There were hundreds of people out front of the Sears Tower with signs saying, Bush, please don't blow it up.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, my God. Well, when I read that in the morning, I thought it was over. I thought we were good. But this is the reason why I called today. 49 days after April 19th is the 7th of June. The 8th of June is the transit of Venus. Are you aware of the...
Yeah, and the globalists are obsessed with going in front of the sun. They're obsessed
Venus is
with
the morning star.
Yeah, they're obsessed with numerology and the planets.
They're absolutely obsessed, yes. And
but
if you
know
want to
really
bring
concerned?
About world
you know
government...
Really you know why I'm really concerned about the Sears Tower? I'm concerned about it because Larry Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Center, just bought it.
Yep.
Go ahead and finish up your comments.
June 6th is considered a 666. 6 month, 6 day, 2004, 2 plus 4 is 6. June 7th is the 999th day after September 11th. As above, so below, the H.P. Blavatsky... Are you aware of that? And
yes.
Also below with 6 and a 9.
Yes.
You want to bring about world government. They want to do this by the numbers. Well, God be it. June 6th, the 7th, the 8th, the transit of Venus, and the 9th, which is the 1001th day after September 11th. Those 4 days in the realm of the 6th month of June, all I want to say is heads up.
I hear you. I agree. It's very serious. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Let us now go ahead and talk to Dave in Pennsylvania. I believe Dave's up next. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I'd just like to say keep up the good work, and I'd like to make some comments on this draft thing you were talking about.
Yes.
I disagree. I think a national draft would be a good idea from the standpoint that when everybody's in the same boat, then maybe the boat will go the right place, or it won't go where it should.
The globalists won't launch a draft until they vaporize the city or nerve gas the crowd, and then everybody will be loving it, and every control freak in your city, every neighborhood, community leader, Mr. Tattletale, you know, your dog's barking, that person will suddenly have a submachine gun and a spiffy new uniform with epaulets and a black beret. No, you do not want a national draft.
Well, see, I see it from a different...
Yeah, I know. You heard Rangel say it for that reason, to sell it to the left, and so you think it's good.
No, no, no. No, it's not about that. But it's a lot of people supported this war in Iraq because they think maybe we're going to get some cheap oil, and plus... it's going to be somebody else's kids.
Well,
gone.
I mean, Domino's reported its biggest pizza order ever was on the night of the Gulf II. People love to sit there drinking. I talked to a liquor store owner, and he said record sales of liquor that week. They love getting drunk, sitting around feeling powerful in their easy chair.
Yeah, but that's when it's somebody else's kid going to fight the war. If everybody's kid...
But the globalists are ready for riots and ready. They want this. Order out of chaos. Thanks for the call. I disagree with you. Who's up next here? Elizabeth in Maryland, and TJ and Ron, that's it for calls after those three. Elizabeth, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have the newspaper about the Marines.
Okay.
And how does this grab you for the headline at the top? Usually these exercises are carried out in the national capital region and cities, but with the students finished for the year, the college offers a type of closed campus facility that is similar to a federal installation and is the perfect spot for this type of activity. How about that?
Well, they normally do it in the streets. It's always in your town, the first. You're special.
Yeah, isn't that great? And they claim that Ed Berkmeyer, who was the county health department head, and he was also recently appointed a bioterrorism director, he supposedly just struck up a conversation with this general, David Odell, who built a house near Chestertown, and he invited him down to Camp Lejeune, and they learned a little bit more. And they decided they would have this big thing come
here. It's not a part of an organized plan. Just an urban warfare takeover drill, magically, they decided to have.
It's a friendly little get-together.
Does it mention helicopters repelling?
Oh, yes. There's a picture. Helicopters similar to this CH-53E Super Stallion transporting two vehicles will conduct overflight and landings on the Washington College campus. And, you know, I kept thinking, when you mentioned Hebron, my husband and I really were riveted by your 911, The Road to Tyranny, to see those kids riding around on their bicycles like tipsters to tell where the guns were located in the homes.
And that's admitted, yeah. Training your children, you know, to tattle on the guns.
And you know what? This college, during his lifetime, President George Washington gave permission for them to use his name, and they've been getting more and more globalistic. About 2 years ago on their calendar of events, they had a visiting professor speak from Havana, Cuba, and he was telling how much better it was to have socialism than capitalism.
That's right. Thanks for the call. It's to socialize our wealth and suck it into the corporations. TJ in Minnesota. TJ, go ahead.
Alex, you have not called or written for a while, so I thought I'd better touch base with you so you know I'm still operating up in the upper Midwest.
Okay.
I got a couple questions and a comment.
Okay.
I want to hear you again on Coast to Coast with Richard Mack, and I think if you communicate with him, maybe you can help him out. We need Randy Weaver for a candidate for Iowa governor down there in Iowa. Richard Mack in Utah and Alex Jones in Texas.
But no,
don't let it go to your head. No.
I said no, thank you. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right about federal elections. They went out the window in the early 70s. Say, I need to buy one more video for a potential knowledgeable patriot candidate that tells the most about the Bush family. Which one should I get?
Police State 3, total enslavement.
Okay. I'll let you go. God bless. Watch your airspace and your backside.
All right, thank you. Well, God does that. Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hello. I don't think you'd probably see this in your area, but in the local New York news markets, we have the 9/11 commission, basically. It's a televised circus, really, being broadcast. 9/11 hearings and the commission headed by former Governor Kane and all. This is ridiculous. This thing isn't even getting to anything concerning or regarding what was the cause of what happened on 9/11. Anything of that nature. It's basically...
It's basically we need a domestic CIA and more funding.
Well, and it's also like one civil service head after another in the New York City government coming up, just reassuring everybody. I guess they're doing this for the delegates that will come to New York this summer for the GOP convention, assuring them that everything is safe and that they're taking all great measures. This is political circus of the lowest order, really. It's like burlesque political theater. This is doing nothing. It's accomplishing nothing. It's not really getting to the basis of what caused those events nearly 3 years ago. This is really for consumption of, like, the public, a lower intellectual public. That's really what this is. Entertainment for the plebeian public.
They're doing something. They're keeping us safe. Take more of my freedoms. I want to be safe.
Well, that's basically what it's about. They're not really investigating what happened and why it happened. They just got like you had the police commissioner come up and another commissioner, and this is what we're doing. They're trying to reinsure out-of-town obligations.
I hear you. Some final news items on the other side. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The choice is actually very, very simple. You can be free or a slave. And if we've got a population in denial about the national draft when it's public, you're going to have a population in denial about 9/11, all this urban warfare training, the rest of it. Stocks hit 2004 lows on Iraq oil prices. Reuters reports stocks sank yesterday and today, with all three major market gauges falling to their lowest levels this year after the killing of a key figure in Iraq's new government. Increased investors' worries about geopolitical instability and helped push U.S. oil future prices to their highest levels in 21 years of New York trading. And this England demon, torture master over there, New York Post reports, made them crawl on glass and made men do other things we won't mention. This is just all part of the freedom, the love, what the good guys do. United Press International, Army, CIA want torture truths exposed. Efforts at the top level of the Bush administration and the civilian echelon of the Department of Defense to contain the Iraq prison torture scandal and limit blame to a handful of enlisted soldiers and immediate senior officials, officers, has already failed. The scandal continues to metastasize by the day. Over the past weekend and into this week, devastating new allegations have emerged, putting Stephen Cambone, the first Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, firmly in the crosshairs, and bringing a new wave of allegations cascading down on the head of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld when he scarcely had time to catch his breath from the previous ones. Even worse for Rumsfeld and his group of neoconservatives, true believers, who have run the Pentagon for the last 3.5 years. Three major institutions in the Washington power structure have decided that after almost a full presidential term of being treated with contempt and abuse by them, it's payback time. Those three institutions are the United States Army, the Central Intelligence Agency, and old, relatively moderate, but highly experienced Republican leadership in the United States Senate. None of these groups is chopped liver. Taken together, they comprise a devastating grand slam. And they're just basically coming out and going, look, it was Operation Codename Copper Green. We were ordered to do it. How dare you try to burn us for orders we were given? And it doesn't abstain you. You're a bunch of sickos, okay? I mean, you know, going in there and finding these mentally ill federal prison guards, flying them over there, having them rape women and children, beat people to death, you're just as guilty. But, there's, you know, the rats are leaving the sinking ship. Oh, well, we were ordered to do it. And it's not just, you know, England and others saying it. It's not just the general saying it. It's the Army report. You can't. Rumsfeld's been on TV promoting torture. This isn't debatable. This is public. And it goes on and on. But the neocons, you know, put out the video of head chopping and, oh, we'll see, torture's good. And they'll blow something up and legitimize it all totally. We're out of time for this transmission. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Please tell your friends and family about the broadcast. I feel a lot of earnest. I feel frantic. Things are coming down very quickly. We're on the edge here, and what we do, what we say now, could back them off, or it can go the other way into total despotism. Who stands to gain from terror? Then the evidence of who's been behind the terror. The material and circumstantial evidence is clear. Not just the motive. The globalists are behind it all. Find out the truth. Spread the word about the truth. Inform others like your life depends on it, because it does. Get my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror, Part 2. Make copies. It'll explain to people who carried out 9/11 from the evidence. My book, Descent into Tyranny. Sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Call toll-free to get the films. Big discounts when you do. At 1-888-253-3139. Stop procrastinating. Get the videos. Make copies. Who else says get my videos and make copies? I do. This is how we have power, how we affect change, you taking action. That's where the power's at, not in Washington. 1-888-253-3139 or order via our secure shopping cart at PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com. Again, 888-253-3139. God bless you all. Evil will be defeated. That's God's promise. Take care. See you back tonight, back tomorrow. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.